104.7 The Cave, Mike the Intern. Of course, today is draft day, a big day for Kansas City Chiefs fans and Chiefs Kingdom. I've got Art Haynes on the phone this morning, and everyone's got the predictions. Everyone's got the rumors. That's kind of how it goes right before the draft because all the teams are just holding their poker hand close to the chest. They don't want to reveal anything. But the first rumor I'd like to address is that I've heard the Chiefs might be playing with trading up in the first round. Have you heard this, Art?
I've heard that. There's a possibility because they pick so late, and that's a reward for having had a good season and a good record. There are a variety of needs. I mean, the Chiefs' roster is such that there aren't any real crying needs except maybe at inside linebacker. But you got some running backs, you got some quarterbacks, you got a couple of cornerbacks, some covered corners that are out there. I don't think they would trade up for a corner, but if they were to decide this is the year to make a move for a developmental quarterback with Alex Smith having 2 years left on his deal, then they might consider trading up. And a guy that I'm hearing maybe is Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech, if they do that. Deshaun Watson, of course, from Clemson is the other. He's been kind of inaccurate, but he's been a big winner. And Mahomes' system in which he played in college is going to be way different from the NFL, too. Running back, you've got Spencer Ware, and you really need a tandem to go there. Dalvin Cook of Florida State, the guy that everybody really likes, Christian McCaffrey from Stanford, who would seem to be a typical Andy Reid running back in that he's a good pass receiver, very versatile. A couple of guys that will be gone at 27, likely. So if they are targeting one of those top running backs or quarterbacks, they may need to move up to get them.
Absolutely, and you're right on the money. I've heard a lot of predictions, and you mentioned linebacker first. There was a prediction that that would be our first pick if he's still around by the time we get to the 27th round, but that's what you got to play with.
Yeah, there's a couple of guys there, and Zach Cunningham from Vanderbilt, who's really an outside linebacker, but he may be a guy that that would fit their needs.
Awesome. We'll get to more with Art coming up on my morning show on 104.7 The Cave.